welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
Hello. Is it on?
I don't know.
Hello.
You have to turn it on. Up.
It's up.
Wait. Go like this. Okay, I think it's on.
Wait, why were you going?
Because I'm a rapper. A DJ. I don't know.
What do you call it?
DJ J. Kennedy. On See You Next Tuesday.
No, what do you call it when you do that? When
B-boxing.
You scratch. No.
B-box.
When you do
DJ.
The records?
The
scratching of the record.
The sound with your mouth is a B-box.
Yeah, but when you scratch the record.
That's a DJ. A disc jockey.
No. I know what a disc jockey is, the person.
It's called scratch. I don't...
Okay, there's a name for it, but...
All right. Welcome back. Mr. Carter, I forgot I got that song last time. Now we can have it every time.
Yeah, is it on?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to put it on there.
Yeah. I've had many comments about it.
Say hello to the vlog.
Hello, vlog.
Oh.
Where are you?
Hello. We're podcasting. If you haven't watched the vlog, go watch the vlog. We do lots of exciting things, like go to Target.
We cook, we eat, we shop.
That's all we do.
We sleep. You should vlog yourself sleeping.
I haven't seen that on YouTube.
That would be awesome.
I get really freaked out because I feel like that's like a horror movie.
Like voyeur.
What?
A voyeur.
What's that?
A peeping Tom. Like someone who's a voyeur is a peeping person that watches people.
Oh, I've never heard that word.
Yeah.
I don't like that. All right.
Yes, I've had everybody commenting about Welcome Back, Cotter.
Well.
Oh my gosh. I remember that show.
The people
show.
That are your age. See, we have such a wide audience from moms to girls.
Yes, mothers, daughters.
At the gym, I was giving some people a tour, and they asked like about the members and stuff. And I was like, yeah, we have lots of different people that come in, you know, young people or old people like you.
Oh, no, you didn't. And they were probably 45.
They were at least 70.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they old.
They asked about the senior options we had at the gym. So,
yeah. Well, you just say more mature people.
I didn't say old people like you. I said people your age.
Young people and people your age.
Maybe that's why he was so rude. I realized after I said it, I was like, oh, that's kind of rude. They have to know that they're not the same age as me.
Well, I know, but nobody likes to be told they're old.
I didn't say fat people. We've got thin people, fat people.
I mean, you can do fat shaming. You can't do old people shaming. There's no such thing. You can call people old. And it's okay.
Not from what I hear.
I don't know.
A lot of people have a lot of problems with that.
Everybody running for president is almost 100. So.
Well, let's talk about what happened this week. We went on the hometown dates.
We did.
Thank goodness.
Damn, Peter.
I've talked about this probably like 10 times since the episode, so I have a hard time remembering.
Yeah, who I told what. Did I tell my vlog? Did I tell my Instagram?
Yeah, all of my friends. Yeah. Follow my Instagram reviews. You'll see it in live time. But we will do a little recap. What happened? He went to Hannah Ann's house first, and she was like, he's going to make you a man.
We got to go throw some axes so you can meet my daddy.
Yeah. So she's like, my dad is a really guy's guy, man. So we're going to, you know, all he's ever wanted for me was to be with a manly man. I'm like, are you guys trying to set him up to be...
for dad to beat his ass
for not a manly man? And so they go to axe throwing, and of course he's terrible and he misses all the throws.
It seemed like it's hard.
It seems like a waste of time or however much it costs to do it.
I mean, you could do that in your backyard.
I would never really want to do that.
No,
except for to take an Instagram picture.
But still, that's not even worth that. Who cares?
We went axe throwing.
Yeah, so they went axe throwing, and then they went to meet her daddy. And he's the only one with an issue. And but I do want to go ahead and talk about her little sister and her sitting on the bed. So Peter decided, if you saw the last episode, Hannah Ann wrote Peter a list of things that she loves about him. So he wrote her a note of list of things that he loves about her.
Did he dot the I's with little smiley faces? Or
did he?
Like little hearts?
Did he?
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
Oh. No, it was very juvenile, though. But then she goes to talk to her little sister, who I guess is even younger than her. When, yeah. I don't know, 18.
She's probably in high school.
And she goes, Hannah Ann, when a boy writes you a note, you know what that means? He loves you. And she's like, yeah, he does.
And then they both start crying.
Yeah.
Oh, it's torture.
But they always go in chronological. If you've watched The Bachelor for every year, every season, like we have, it goes in order from like the least interesting, dramatic to the most dramatic.
Yeah, because they filmed the hometowns, and I know for a fact this year, in a different order than they showed.
We saw
them.
It on Twitter. Reality Steve. But yeah, so Hannah Ann, okay, so we're done with that.
Yeah.
So the dad's like, don't you tell her you love her unless you love her.
And so, what does he say?
He says, I love
Hannah
you.
Hannah Ann, I love you.
Yeah.
He told everyone he loved them.
He said, boy. Except for Kelsey.
He didn't tell her?
Crazy Kelsey.
I thought he told her and then he sent her home.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
He says, I'm falling in love with you.
I can see myself.
No, he says, I am falling in love with you. I'm not in love with you. I am falling in love with you.
That's, to me, there's no difference.
The Bachelor has coined that as a separate stage in love.
In a relationship.
Never have I ever heard that in any other situation where I would be like, oh, he's not in love with me yet. Like,
you mentioned the L-O-V-E and that's money. I mean.
Yeah. So
unless you put a don't in the front of it.
Hannah Ann, whatever. Okay. That's it.
Boring. So, she's boring as hell. She's going to be the next Bachelorette.
The people will hear from me if she is the next Bachelorette.
But Lindsay,
I will
you
say,
you said that about Peter and you were right.
So, but I did say that about Hannah B, how much I hated Hannah B and I ended up loving it. So, but I think Hannah Ann, which by the way, I don't think she's ever gone by Hannah Ann except for on this show. That's what Nick Vial said as well. She does have a little bit of something in there.
I think the first couple of episodes, she was going to be the firecracker. Yeah. And they reined her in and said, settle down, little doggy.
Do you want to be the next Bachelorette or not?
Yeah. You can't be the villain and be the Bachelorette.
Exactly.
There's never been a villain Bachelorette.
Yeah, I would like that.
Me too. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think they call that Love Island.
The bitch of the house gets to be the Bachelorette and say, I told y'all, bitches.
I'm going to find me my own man.
I'm the queen.
You can have Peter.
Yeah. Who wants that nerd?
Yeah, so.
With his broken head. And
so now we're going on to Madison.
Okay.
So Madison.
Oh, Madison.
She's the all-star basketball player at Auburn. Madison. She's the all-star basketball player at Auburn. Okay.
Is she?
That's what they keep saying.
I thought it was just that her dad was a coach. She plays too?
That's what they said.
I fast-forwarded through that basketball court drama.
Did you hear on Nick Vial's podcast that head coach at Auburn has like all these scandals and he's the one that's supposed to be vouching for Madison's dad?
Scandals as in what?
Like cheated on his wife, had an ex-girlfriend that was an assistant,
sexual scandals.
Yeah, like nothing against the law, but like you wouldn't.
Not cheating or having illegal players.
No,
nothing
no,
like that.
No, like you wouldn't want that person to be the patriarch of love.
Of your Christian family.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't remember the exact details, but he said
that. Because he wanted the job.
Yeah, they said it was like well known that he was like a skeez. Oh, and he would be at college parties, like walking around like, hey, students.
Dirty old man.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
So, okay, no, I didn't hear that. I fast forwarded.
So then Madison's dad has the Alabama swoosh, you know.
He looks like he's 24 years old himself.
Which this brings us back to, we used to watch this show called, what was it called?
Two-a-days.
I almost said one-on-one. Two-a-days.
Two-a-days, and they were in
Alabama. And they were in Alabama, and they were a high school team.
He might have been on that show.
It was like one of the first reality shows.
I loved it. It was on MTV.
We watched it on MTV, and it was just about these high school kids playing football and the girls. But everybody had that hair swoop over to the side, and you were an embarrassment.
The coach used to tell them in the locker room they were embarrassment.
Embarrassment to the name. An embarrassment to the name on your jersey. So anyways, that just really took us back to that.
I would love a where are they now?
Probably in Alabama with the same haircut.
I bet one of them is Madison's dad.
No, he played basketball. He didn't play football.
You sure he wasn't? He wasn't one of those that was embarrassing to you?
No, and as soon as I had my babies,
I laid my hands
on the baby, and I said, "Jesus, you bring her a husband, bring her a Lord loving."
That's what I say when I pop out a baby.
A Lord loving husband, Jesus. Oh
maybe
Lord,
I never did that when you were born.
Yeah, where's my husband, Mom?
It's my fault.
Where's my husband?
I never did it.
So anyway, he has the Alabama swoop, and they're all religious, and they are drinking tea.
Yes, that's what gets me. It's like, okay, I don't care if you go to church. I don't care if you don't go to church. I don't care all of that, but they have to be so in your face about it and sit down at the table and make a toast and say, by the way, Peter, this is not wine. We don't drink wine in this house. We drink sweet tea. That is sweet tea in your wine glass.
Why would they put it in a wine glass?
I don't know. And he's toasting it like he's about ready to chug-a-lug a big drink of wine. But of course, tea doesn't look like wine, does it?
No, maybe he thought it was whiskey.
He was just ready to chug. Then he stops and he looks at the glass and he goes, oh, okay.
Well, what I want to know is... How come my whole life I never got a special plate? Did you hear that?
I did. Was it a special plate of food or special plate?
Like the actual plate, I think. And if you have the special plate, everybody has to say something nice about you.
I know. What a wonderful tradition. I love that.
I know.
Like, gag me.
And Madison is so sweet, and she's just so genuine and so nice. We saw it on Instagram. She didn't mean to tap it herself. She meant for her friend to tap it, but she did tap it.
I swear. Did she have one or two sisters? Two sisters? They were like three girls sitting around that table. They had a hard time. They were forced.
What do you mean?
Madison is...
They were like...
She's courageous.
Our whole life has been about this bitch, and we're just ready for her to leave now. She's the oldest daughter. Daddy put his hands on her to pray for her husband, not our husband.
She's an old maid, and she's got to get laid. Yeah. Hey, I made a rhyme.
Yep. That's the only way if you're religious. So anyway... I didn't think his dad was as hard as Hannah Ann's dad, though. He was just like, how was this experience? Are you going to pick her? Or
you know there's other girls still involved, right?
Well, I thought the weirder conversation was with her dad and her. And he was like, don't forget, we are deciding you're a virgin. Does he remember that we decided that together as your faith and your family? Yes. Together, you are a virgin. Remember, we're all on the same page.
I got the keys to your chastity belt in my pocket.
We're all deciding that you are a virgin, remember?
Yeah. Why they didn't bring up that? Why hasn't that been an issue until?
I think they were trying to not make her the Luke P.
They should have. It would have been awesome.
But she's just a sweet girl.
Yeah.
Luke P was a mean religious
and
boy.
Next week, you just wait. When she's going to object to the sex... She's not going to be the bad guy like Luke P was.
No, it's going to be Peter again. Peter's going to be, and Peter's been in the doghouse this entire season.
Well, Peter wasn't the bad guy. Luke was because Hannah.
No,
was
Peter's
like,
been in the doghouse this season.
Yeah. It's going to be Peter who's like
Alea lie. Or
I'm sorry. Oh, here's Peter. I make mistakes. I admit it.
Victoria P.
Nobody's perfect.
Lies. Peter's fault. Alea cheats. Lies. Peter's fault.
Yeah.
It's always Peter's fault.
Yeah. Victoria F. Boyfriend is in the band. Peter's fault.
Yeah. Can't wait to have him sing at our wedding. Poor Peter.
Crazy girl.
That's not that song.
No, but that's what Hunter Hayes sang.
But not that song.
Let's go crazy. I like crazy. Something like that.
Crazy Girl is Eli Young.
Yeah, I know.
And that's an old song.
I know.
Anyway, going on to Kelsey. what happened?
Well, her family's beautiful.
Yeah, her mom was pretty.
Beautiful mom, beautiful sisters.
And they just said...
They weren't as beautiful as her, but you could tell they were a pretty family.
I heard on something that I listened to that she had a nose job.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I didn't think you were allowed to get a nose job as Miss America. That's like cheating.
Maybe she did after.
That's cheating in your pageant.
But she's 28, so she could have been Miss America at 21, 22. She wasn't Miss America. She was Miss Iowa.
Same thing? It's Miss America competitions?
Well, it's the competition, but she never made Miss America.
No.
Never won that.
No.
I always thought she was very pretty.
Yeah. Well, her mom says, I think you see that she's emotional. And everybody's like, yes. She cried over champagne. No. She cried over champagne the first day she was here.
I thought her visit was pretty uneventful. They danced in the bucket of grapes.
Yeah. True.
And, I mean... I guess that's quite a stretch from having to drink iced tea out of your wine glass. They got to squish their wine.
They're trying to make her seem like she's a drunk, I swear.
Yeah.
But I want her to be the bachelorette. Even though she cries a lot, I think it'll be interesting.
I think so too. I think she could get some handsome guys.
I know.
And maybe older guys. Get some 30-year-olds in there at least.
Yeah.
She's 28. That would be perfect. Yeah. 30, low 30s.
Yeah. So anyway.
Somebody who might want to get married.
He doesn't love her and then he sent her home. So there's that. But to Victoria F. now.
Lord.
So she talks so quiet like this. And
I don't know.
And so they have all these issues, but the only issue is that she doesn't like him. They keep saying, like, we need to figure this out. I'm like, what are they trying to figure out? I don't even know what they're arguing about.
The editing is not good. No. We don't know enough.
I know. And they're just, like, fighting every time they talk. It's like, what are you fighting about?
Yeah. Well, they went to Virginia Beach, where she's from, at the boardwalk or whatever, again to hear a band.
Yeah, and I noticed that you mentioned that they're so much taller. They're always, like, on a little pedestal.
I know. It's like, why is he, like... 5 feet taller than everybody else.
They're on a pedestal and everybody else is taking their video.
And more of the nerdy dancing. God. And then that's where another girl approaches him and says, hey, Peter. Hey, Marissa. What are you doing here? Like,
did he not see her in the audience?
I don't know.
Too worried about his dancing.
Shocker.
There's only like 20 people in the audience.
Why'd they cloud her face?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to come up, if you're going to man up, you need to show yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I want to let you know that I know Victoria. We hang out in the same group. It's like, oh, what a coinkydink.
Yeah.
Bachelorette, come on.
Yeah. And so she says, just be careful. Just be careful. And he's like looking at her like.
Be careful of what?
He's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't even know what, like he's just the blank stare. But.
And turns out he dated her. I mean, it's kind of like, they planted all these people.
Yeah.
Why is Victoria F. not the villain from day one?
I don't know.
Instead, they made Alea the villain.
I don't know.
Who is the sweetest, evidently, person.
I don't know.
Victoria F. is Anne Sydney.
I know.
That's the villains. You can just look at them.
I know.
That's the girls we all hated.
Yeah.
But they keep acting like she's just this sweet girl and she's got this rockin' bod.
Yeah. And so he goes to see her at her house for her hometown.
And she's waiting for him outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually they go in together.
Yeah. And so he comes up and she's like, what? What's wrong? What's wrong? I can tell something's wrong. What's wrong? And he's like, well... This girl I know, Marissa, you know her? Yeah, she came up to me and told me that I need to watch out for you. And she was like, really? 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 He's like, well, what's going on? She's like, no, I'm done. I'm done. No, I'm done. And then she runs away.
And he chases her.
Yeah. And so
it's just a big dumbest scene.
I know. And then she's like, really? Really? That's what she keeps saying. He's like, do you ever fight for anything? She's like, really? 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 Over and over.
So they never go in the house.
No.
The family's all sitting there around the couch. And you know what else I noticed? They did not introduce anybody in any of the visits. Like, usually they say, here's my mom, here's my dad, John, this is my sister and
my sister's husband.
But at least you know who's there.
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey had her stepdad there.
Yeah.
I didn't really know that was her stepdad. Did she say, this is my stepdad? But you know she doesn't talk to her dad.
His name had stepdad under it.
But oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, they didn't introduce anybody inside Victoria F's house because they were all sitting on the couch waiting.
She's like, you're supposed to meet my family. Really? You're supposed to come in and meet my family.
I'm done, Peter.
Yeah.
And then she shows up at his Motel 6.
Yeah.
Was that a gross place? Is that all they have in Virginia Beach? I don't know.
Is this like the Jersey Shore?
It's in Virginia, but...
It's close enough to the Jersey Shore, right?
I don't know where it is. I mean, I know where Virginia is, but I don't know where Virginia Beach is along the coast. But they had some low rent digs.
Yeah.
I mean, they won that boardwalk and then they took pictures in the old time clothes. I mean,
oh, yeah.
So done. I mean, who wants to do just lame?
Yeah. So true. Ugh. So, yeah. So it left us kind of on a cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they did have a rose ceremony.
They had a rose ceremony in the,
hangar.
In the airplane hangar.
Because we forgot that he was a pilot for a little bit.
To remind us.
And so Kelsey gets sent home because he just doesn't love her. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Madison's like, Peter, I need to talk to you. You can't have sex with anybody else.
Did she tell him that?
No, it said to be continued.
Yeah. She's going to tell him.
Yeah.
And then they're going to make her out to be the bad guy. And Victoria F's going to make her.
She's not going to be the bad guy.
Victoria F is.
Yeah, because Victoria's like, what the hell?
Yeah, because then
that's what
she says, not only are you not having sex with me, you're not having sex with anybody else.
Yep.
Because I will not stand
for
it.
Well, does she not remember when he had sex with Hannah four times in the window?
That's done. But I guess right now she could, you know, have a say.
Yeah. And... I still am going back to when she said, faith is really important to me and the Lord is really important to me. And I need somebody who's that religious. Are you? And he was like, yeah.
Well, and
like,
I just think it's all hypocritical. She knows what this show is.
Yeah.
Well, why do you go on The Bachelor if you are a religious person who needs to stay a virgin?
I don't
know.
Hello. Cause you're looking for
Cause you're followers. A fake and you're a hypocrite.
She wants followers, mom, not love.
Well, you don't go on The Bachelor if you're a chaste Christian girl. Sorry.
Well,
that's it.
Well, she just graduated college in May or whatever. I don't know.
So that's why you got to go on The Bachelor?
She doesn't know what to do. I don't know. All right. So we'll stay tuned next week.
That's all an angle.
It's about to get crazy. We're about to go get.
Well, you're going to have a woman tell all first, right? When's a women tell all?
I can't even remember.
So next week they're going to Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to send one home.
That's a long flight there and back.
I know. Just to get there and get the boot.
Maybe they could stay for a little bit.
Maybe they could
sightsee
the vacation. Vacay.
Yeah.
And then they'll have a women tell all. So we probably got 3 weeks to go.
All right. Well, stay
more
tuned.
To come.
All right. Let's talk about... Below Deck Sailing.
I didn't watch it.
Sheila!
My video didn't work. I don't know what happened to my DVR.
Oh, well, do you want me to tell you about it?
Sure.
Okay. Well, so the chief stew, Jenna, got blacked out drunk and tried to hook up with Adam.
Yeah.
On the last episode, they were in the room.
They were in the hot tub.
No, they were in the room together.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That was the inn. You didn't see the inn?
Oh, maybe. Okay.
So they go into the room and the engineer says, whenever you see a chief stew and a chef together, it's never good news.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. And so,
okay.
So it picks up right there and Adam says, go to your room, please. And she's like, why? And he's like, go to your room, please.
After?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like he
changed his mind.
I don't think he was ever into it. I think she was all over him, and he was just kind of like, meh.
Oh,
so
no.
She goes to her room and sleeps in her bathing suit, passes out in her bathing suit, wakes up the next day, and she's like, I am mortified, guys. I think I tried to go in Adam's room, and all the blonde cheese stew.
Yeah.
She thinks she's trash now. She's like, I just saw how she was last night, and ugh.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, you were trying to go in his room. And she was like, professional. She was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. She was like, yeah. So they get some new charter guests. They're vegans. That's what the captain says. And Adam was like, vegan. He was like, oh, okay. I don't know any vegans. So they're all, that's all about, it's mostly about the food.
Okay.
Because this person needs vegan. This person needs meat. This person needs no cheese, whatever.
Yeah.
They're all crazy. And so he's having to go back and forth. And they're a bunch of girls and they're complaining and they're like, this is so gross and bland. And so then Jenna's like, I have to tell Adam, it's part of my job to tell Adam that his food sucks. And so she's like all scared to tell him because she wants to date him. I don't know, or hook up with him. And so she tells him and he's like, all right, thanks. And she's like, that was so bad. So then Adam also thinks the British steward,
yeah,
is stupid. He won't even let her carry the plates because she's like holding them wrong. And so she tells
the one that's a singer.
Yeah. Yeah. So she tells Jenna, I think Adam thinks that my inexperience is incompetence and I'm not stupid. I just don't know how to do it yet. And so she's like, it's okay. You got to have tough skin. You know, you can do it. Then Jenna tells Adam, I think her name's Courtney. Courtney's feelings are hurt by the way that you.
Yeah.
And so he tells her, hey, this is nothing personal. It's just I want my food out how I want it. So don't get your feelings hurt. And so then she's pissed because Jenna went and told him.
Oh, man.
So the drama has begun.
Good.
So that's all that. And then the deck crew, the girlfriend and boyfriend, they're already about to break up again.
Yeah.
Because he keeps telling her what to do.
He's mean to her.
She's annoying.
Well.
He calls her on his radio. Yeah. And she goes, I'm on break. And he was like, she would never talk to the captain like that.
Yeah.
But just because it's me.
Yeah.
I'm on break.
Well, I mean, that's understandable.
No.
If you know I'm on break and you calling me, I'm going
to don't take her side, Mom.
Okay.
It's clear that it's his.
He keeps flirting with Courtney. So.
Well, they're going to end up together. So.
Him and Courtney?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what happens mostly.
Okay.
But
well, thanks for filling me in.
I don't think that this boat, I thought the yachts seemed boring. This is even more boring.
Like to be a charter guest?
Yes.
Leah, what do you do?
Nothing. They don't even go to the beaches and stuff.
They don't even slide.
No.
Do they slide?
No, they got on some paddle boards this time.
Ew.
Yeah.
God, that's a lot of money just to do that.
I know. Especially because they're vegans. All right. Well, shall we move on to Vanderpump? Did you watch that?
Yes.
So it has.
I just have something to say, though.
Okay.
I'm bi.
Bye. Bye, girl. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, girl. Bye.
No, I'm bi.
Bye, girl.
I just figured it out.
Well, I have to say that this show has jumped a shark 100 yards, turned around, came back, and jumped a shark 100 more yards.
I agree. Princess wedding show.
Oh my God. Look at all of the princesses. Oh my Brittany. God.
I love it.
Yeah.
Where? Yeah, Lisa did show up.
Oh.
Her dress matched the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank goodness the dress matched my cake.
Yeah. So Brittany had a, what was this? Her shower.
It was her bridal shower.
Yeah. And the whole drama is that the pastor hates gay people. And Brittany didn't know. I had no idea that he was like that, you know. And
well,
I did appreciate Brittany's explanation.
He's a family friend.
No.
Oh.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay. Brittany's explanation of, like, their L.A. world versus the real world is kind of how she explained.
Yeah, they're in a bubble.
Yeah, where, like, it's all, like, unicorns and circus acts.
It really was. I appreciated that, too.
Yeah, and so she was like,
wow.
They don't understand.
She gets it.
They don't understand what the...
What people in Kentucky think.
Yeah, exactly. And so he said he hates gay people, so they had to fire him and get Lance Bass.
He didn't say he hated gay people. He said it wasn't, he didn't approve of the lifestyle. It's not according to Christian beliefs.
Yeah. But then they had to
You can't write that, evidently.
They had to get Lance Bass.
So, yeah. Like,
the funniest thing, though, so they were at the shower. So all this drama has happened. Ariana's so offended. Lisa's so offended. Schwartz is so offended because Schwartz doesn't know he's also bi. Schwartz is offended. And so
Sandoval is.
That's what I mean. No. That's what
Sandoval.
I'm talking about. Sandoval's offended.
Schwartz doesn't have a thought in his head.
Sandoval then goes up to Jax. I thought this was so funny. He goes, "Let's talk about your preacher." And he goes, "Yeah, man, it's Lance Bass." He goes, "No, the other one." He goes, "What do you mean it's Lance Bass?" Like,
yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Like,
it's such a non-issue.
I know. I'm like,
they wanted to make that an issue in the show.
I know.
And to make it broadcast.
Yeah.
How they feel
But I
about
did
it.
Also appreciate, so Sandoval comes up to the table and like confronts Brittany about it. And Brittany's like,
By the way, that was not at the shower. That was at Peter's party.
Oh yeah. Peter's birthday. Yeah.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was like, "What's the deal with your pastor?" And she's like, "I didn't know. Sandoval, I didn't know that he was like that. I fired him when I figured it
out. He's a family friend, y'all."
So, but I did like how all the girls at the table, I mean, they were totally on Brittany's side. Like, she didn't know, or like,
that.
She chill it, out, Sandoval.
Alone.
Yeah. And
he just wanted to make a point.
And he took one for the team.
Yeah. The LBG.
Yeah.
LBG.
And so
he took one for Lisa.
Yeah.
How about that? Lisa came in and said, "No, this is not gonna."
Yeah, of course she did. But I loved what Brie was like. I hope Jax knocks him out. I hope she knocks him out.
Punch him, Jax.
I hope he knocks him out.
Jax, punch him.
And they had that zoom up right on her face, and she's like snotty and crying. She's like, punches him out.
So I love that. And Ariana's trying to like.
Ariana's always on Sandoval's side.
In the batting cages.
Which is her boyfriend, which I guess makes sense, but she's
I think she is. I think she's always kind of on the outskirts, like, what? Well, who's fighting? Is Stassi fighting with him now? Oh, no, it's Brittany now.
Well, she was like, every time Sandoval has an opinion, he gets in trouble or whatever. They all gang up on him.
Well, I don't think it's his opinion. I think everybody had the same opinion. It's the way he went about bringing it up.
Yeah. So that's what happened. But she did love the princesses.
And now Dana's by.
Dana wants to be. She's like, what else can I do to be like
them? Yeah, maybe I could hook up with Ariana because I'm not able to convince Jax. Because I think she went after Jax. Remember the scene where they're at the bar?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, maybe I can hook up with Ariana.
Yeah. She's trying to make
because
it.
Because Max is not cutting it.
Ew. No. I don't like him at all.
I don't like him. I don't like his looks. I don't like his personality. Why? What has he got to...
Where was Sheena?
Huh.
Was she there?
Was she invited?
I don't know. But Raquel was like...
James,
I got invited to Peter's party. He was like, "Of course you're gonna go. You're just skating around it right now. Of course you're gonna go." And she was like, "Well, I don't know if I'm gonna go, James."
Yeah,
she's a little. If I've ever heard of the word damsel in distress,
well, and I don't feel like they're playing her up at all either, because
she has nothing to say.
But I mean, they could have. They could have. The new guy hitting on her, they could have, I mean, she's pretty.
See, maybe it's not scripted.
Maybe it's not. Those producers need to get busy like the ones on The Bachelor.
Yeah. They're
C team. They're slacking.
Yeah. Well, should we move on to Summer House?
Yes. That was my favorite this week.
Summer House is a good show.
Yeah.
So Lindsay and Carl are going on a date now. So they're back in the city for most of this episode. So Lindsay and Carl are going on a date.
Yeah.
And Carl says he can't commit. And so Lindsay screams at him. She screams.
At least they went on a date on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You see, they cut to Paige. Yeah. Paige goes, "Oh, sure. On a Wednesday."
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Yeah. Carl needs someone like Lindsay to tell him.
Yes.
You are going to commit. And this is what it's going to be, you know, like.
Yeah.
Because he's
I kind of go back and forth because I feel like if somebody tells you what they are, you should believe them. And he's telling her, "I'm afraid of commitment." I can't commit. But sometimes you just need to say, but, no, no, little boy, this is how you need to
be. But see, Kyle, I think Kyle is, I can't commit. And he's he's got the cojones to say, I can't commit. But Carl, I think, just doesn't know what he's supposed to do. He's just like running around like, yeah.
And I think he could commit if somebody wanted to.
Yeah.
Who did he have that wanted to commit that he, except that big twin?
Oh. And she dropped a watermelon on him or whatever.
The cake. It was a cake.
Somebody dropped the watermelon outside of his room.
Oh, okay. But she plowed the cake in his face, too, at the pool.
That was a good time.
Lauren. Was her name Lauren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The twin.
She wanted to commit. That's how he
But that was
commit.
Like 6 years ago. That was too soon.
Yeah. Too soon. I think now, I think if Lindsay, I think here's what I would say. Lindsay, you know, he's just a big boy. You got to kind of, if you like him enough, give him some time.
You got to train him.
See where it goes. Yeah.
He needs to be trained.
Because I think he would go with
and
it.
And I think he's sweet.
If she was patient.
He seems sweet. He doesn't seem, Kyle seems vindictive to me. Like he could get.
Yeah. And I don't think Carl would cheat. I don't think, I mean, I think he has in the past, but I just don't
I just think he's like, I don't know. He needs a boss. So he found Lindsay.
Yeah. And then they made it in the preview seem like it was done. Worst date of my life. And then they.
And then she comes back and she's like, they're like, okay, sorry. I thought that was very real.
Yeah.
I was like, we've all been in that situation. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to scream. but then Amanda, they are still continuing with the non-wedding planning.
And non-coupling.
Yeah.
She didn't want to have anything to do with him.
I know.
I'm so tired.
Yeah. I just want to know how they can watch back what they say in that room alone.
Yeah.
Like he says, yeah, I don't know if I could do this.
Yeah.
Or I married somebody wanting to marry someone 9 years younger than me. And she's like an 80-year-old lady.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty offensive if I watch that back.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
So.
I haven't checked. Are they still together?
I don't know.
Is this the filming?
I don't know. I haven't checked
I hope
either.
They break up. They are terrible for each other.
I know.
She annoys the crap out of me.
I know.
I could never be with her for 10 minutes.
I know. And they're like working together?
Yeah.
Even
and she
worse?
Doesn't do anything.
Yeah. She's supposed to be the marketing and social media or something?
Yeah.
He's like, do you want to make a
tired.
Post? I just want to unwind and drink a wine and watch TV.
That apartment's fabulous, though.
Right?
For New York.
Yeah. What are they making there?
Where's the money coming
Lover
from?
Boy must be making money.
They just produced it. It just came off the line.
Well, he had a job before.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He got investors.
Maybe Bravo's been paying him. He's been on like 6 seasons of this show.
Yeah. But you get but that's not a big time show like
Real Housewives.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In New York or something.
Yeah, but that apartment, I was like, damn.
Maybe his family's rich. I don't know. They've shown his mom. He's like from a single mom.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, their relationship is done.
It's on the rocks, yeah. So, speaking of relationship.
She'd rather be with Paige and Hannah.
Because she's young.
And be in her little goofy cell.
Yeah,
like
so
a
Paige
girl.
Is dating Perry, who I follow
Who's
her
an old guy.
I follow her on Instagram, and he bought her a Cartier ring. Do you know how much Cartier ring is?
No.
$2,000.
Is that a lot for a ring?
I ain't had nobody buy me $2,000 anything.
Well, true. Okay.
If anybody listening,
you don't want to spend $100 on a ring.
If anybody listening to this podcast would like to buy me a $2,000 ring.
Turn your finger green.
Mom says it's very cheap. Anybody?
It's not cheap, but it's like... If you buy anything less than, like, I don't know, it would turn your finger green. You have to buy a nice ring.
I think Kendra Scott is nice jewelry, and that's, like,
$100.
I don't know. That's $100 is what I'm saying. They don't turn your fingers green.
Okay.
Or your ears green.
Okay.
Well.
He must be in love, then.
After 2 months, I think so.
So, what's he like?
A business guy.
Huh. Perry.
Yeah, so they're in love, but everybody's telling her that she's being fake about her relationship because she's like saying like everything's perfect and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm kind of over that. And then Hannah is dating some guy, but she wants to date the hockey model. or hook up with the hockey model.
I think that's all scripted.
Yeah.
That's all scripted.
Yeah.
Because he could have got with the new girl in a hot minute.
Yeah.
He hadn't even told her hello.
I know. I wonder why.
I don't know.
Yeah, and the new girl keeps wearing everything Paige is wearing.
I love that.
She's wearing the skirt, too.
They went to get a pedicure. She got the same nail polish.
I know.
I thought about you.
Yeah, that's what you do to me. But Paige does, like, she calls it front page news or whatever, and she does, like, every day an outfit for cheap.
Yeah.
Like, that's what she does on her Instagram. So it's funny that girl's wearing the same skirt from her Instagram.
Same. Forever 21. Looks good on you, though.
Yeah. Oh, man. So
I love it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It's the 4th of July now, and so they're...
It's going by fast. They have, how many episodes left?
I don't know.
Seems like the 4th is not usually, like, till, like...
Halfway.
Halfway through. They've only been on, like, the 3rd episode.
Maybe they have a lot to come later, like, with Labor Day and... I don't know.
That's the end.
I don't know.
How about the trashing of the house? That's what I kept noticing. I mean,
what they do to it.
Oh my God. It's just like everything is there's like food everywhere. There's,
you never had a house party?
Not like that.
No.
Where all these people come from?
I don't know. They say we're filming for
summer house. They just put a sign in town.
We're filming for summer house. Anybody want to come?
Hey, I saw a post like that for a barbecue place in Grapevine that's having filming tomorrow.
For what?
From 2:30 to 6.
For what?
I don't know. It just said film crews will be there.
Well, should I go?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to work in the morning.
From 2 to 6? No.
What are they filming for?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Shaw's.
We'll go eat some barbecue.
Shaw's.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Maybe.
Shaw's.
So.
I find it slow.
Well, they're just getting started.
Yeah.
So Reza has to confront Ali with the messages from Adam saying that he sexually harassed him.
Okay, let's back up a notch. Why is Destiny in this?
Because Mercedes made her do it and she had to get on bed rest.
Why was MJ on this?
Because Reza must have pissed her off somewhere.
And so, evidently, Adam, nasty text messages, all kind of people.
Yeah.
But Ali.
I liked that was Reza's
defense.
Yeah. He sends that to everyone.
He takes pictures of his privates and sends it all the time.
Yeah.
They probably do. They seem dirty.
Like I don't know.
Nasty.
I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah. So it all seems suspicious to me, especially because Destiny keeps saying, Mears, tell me. And when I talk to Mears, and it's like, call her MJ. I mean,
yeah. So MJ, I think everything is MJ's. She either has a problem with Adam or Reza or both of them. That's the two pillars of this show.
Yeah.
So they're in a fight.
Cause some drama.
They're in a fight somehow, but she had to be on bed rest because she's going to have this baby. So she told Destiny. So Destiny is the one that told Reza. And so then Reza.
But I don't think MJ and Destiny were friends.
Well, she needs some kind of a pawn.
She should have told Gigi. That would have been.
Gigi probably would have been like, I don't want your shit, MJ. So,
but Gigi's friends with Adam.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, and so they
go to this restaurant.
This restaurant, and Ali has all of the printouts of the text. I love that.
Yeah.
I just need to know how you print out texts. I have no idea.
I can do it.
Oh.
You do a screenshot and then you print it.
Oh. Well.
You print like a photo.
If I'm in a scandal, I'm going to send them to you.
Screenshot your text. Yeah. And then it becomes your photo.
Yeah, you just said that.
You can print a photo.
I know.
Okay.
You just said that.
Okay.
I don't have a printer.
Oh, okay. Well, you can come over here.
So then... he sends all the texts, prints them out, shows them to Reza. Reza gets really pissed and is like, okay. And then he throws water on him.
And Reza's like going to
beat him
up. Kick his butt. Yeah. Reza was fierce, man.
Yeah. So
I would love to see that.
And then he leaves and he calls MJ and he's like, MJ, did you tell?
And she's like, wait,
the doctor's
here. I'm in ICU and the doctor's here.
Yeah. He's like, okay,
go.
Okay, bye. So that was pretty much all that happened.
Yeah, I'm not going for all that. They manufactured a scandal, just like they manufactured a scandal when So Said Gigi slipped into Mike's room or Mike slipped into her room a few years ago.
Or when Dorit killed that dog or whatever.
Yeah, it's just a manufactured scandal that's going to last the whole season. MJ's husband's going to come and trash a few flower pots. I don't know. And what about the mating fish at the beach? And
yeah, Glonessa's trying to get a...
Nima, with his bright teeth, had to light the way. So yeah, they could see the fish. I don't know. I think it's a slow start.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time with Destiny being in the middle of all of it.
Yeah, she's like the whole show.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Remember when she was on the couch?
Yes. I didn't even like her on the couch.
We didn't. Who did we like?
We liked the black couple, yeah, with the son that sat in the middle.
Yeah. Now, in case you guys don't know, it's called The Couch.
The People's Couch.
The People's Couch. Yeah.
And Bravo.
They used to do this about the shows on Bravo.
They used to watch a show and critique it as it was going. Yeah. And it was this black couple and their teenage son, and they would make the teenage son sit in the middle, and they would watch shows. And the woman, she'd go, "Oh no!" And the guy and the dad would just kind of be sitting there.
That was funny.
I love that show. They need to do it again.
We're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Yeah, that was pretty good. They got plastic surgeon Bill drunker than Cooter Brown.
I was worried about him.
People could die like
that.
I
know.
They bonked his head on the door when they brought him in. They brought him in like...
That's how that kid died at Yale. Yes, all the news.
Yes.
I guarantee it looked just like that when that kid
died.
He
was like dead weight. They carried him in like upside down up the stairs.
Yeah.
Like... some kind of like a log.
Yeah, I guarantee that's what that kid looked like and never woke up.
Well, that's how drunk they got Bill on their deep sea fishing, all those Jersey Shore guys.
Yeah. I saw all over Juicy Scoop Facebook that the guys need their own show.
I think it'll be the hilarious. I love Frank.
Yeah.
Frank said he can't ever get with Dolores because his vice is women and he could never risk hurting her.
Oh,
he loves her that much because he doesn't trust himself. Isn't that a saint?
That started out being like, oh, and then I was like, wait,
I'm gonna fool around on you, Dolores, and I can't bear
it because I love you so much.
I can't stand it.
At least he's self-aware, I guess.
He's self-aware, and so is she.
He knows what he's about.
Yep.
And they made one beautiful baby and one ugly one.
They look alike, though.
Yeah.
I think the boy, I mean, that's kind of a shame, but...
Yeah.
They both look like Frank.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they rented a cottage, well, a big house at the Jersey Shore, because that's where they all, like, I don't know, gym tan laundry. Whooped it up.
Greatest reality show of all time.
Yes. And it seemed like there was absolutely nothing there to do because they went and played putt-putt. and not even a nice putt-putt.
No, they're on the Jersey Shore. It's not nice.
The parasailing looked fun, though.
Same as the date with Victoria F.
Yeah, just exactly. Yeah, at least they didn't dress up in old clothes and take those black and white pictures.
Yeah, and so then Danielle has a dinner with Teresa, or lunch with Teresa, and she says,
She had lunch with Melissa. Oh, okay.
She said, maybe you need to talk to Melissa about your drama because y'all didn't have drama before. So then they have lunch, Melissa and Danielle, and she says,
you can't come around this anymore. We all agreed you're too violent.
Yeah.
And so Danielle says, well, somebody put me up to that.
And it was
Trey. It was Teresa who said, do it, do it. And they have it on camera.
I love it.
It's awesome.
I know. So that's. I bet those producers were like, yes. They were like, money, 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 money.
Well, first she said, the store owner said you should pull her hair.
I think she did. He did say that.
Why would he do that? Like maybe, to make the drama?
Maybe he wants to be on the show.
Maybe he does. And then Teresa was there and she said, blah, 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 says I should pull her hair. And Teresa said, yeah, you should do it. Do it.
Well, maybe she was like, I mean, you don't know before if Margaret was like, oh, I got this ponytail. Yeah. Like maybe the whole conversation was about the ponytail. So he was like, you should pull that ponytail.
Yeah.
You know?
After she dumped her purse in the candle, the $1,000 candle.
Yeah.
Somebody dumped my purse in the candle.
I'm pulling their
ponytail.
You're
going to get it.
Yeah. So.
So that's all really.
Yeah.
Oh, they had the beer drinking contest.
I didn't see that.
In the restaurant. Yeah. Jackie said, let's have a contest. Who can down the beer or down a bottle of beer the fastest? They had a race and it was Jackie. Was it Gorga?
I didn't see it.
Okay, Gorga and Frank. And maybe her husband, maybe Jackie's husband. So they all had a bottle of beer and it was like, one, two, three, go. Okay, well, Jackie wins. She downed the beer faster than everybody. Everybody's high-fiving and woo, woo. And so Jennifer says she can't give a blowjob, but she can down a bottle of beer.
How does she know she can't give a blowjob?
Well, because they were talking about sex at some other time.
Oh.
And she made fun. She said something about, like.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, so then that just started off a whole thing. And then Margaret says, you're so rude. I can't believe you would say something. You're just crude. And she's like, Margaret, I'm not even talking to you. So Margaret, she said something to Margaret and they had. So then they left and.
Well, Jennifer has no connection to them, so no. Why not be rude and ugly?
Yeah, she's rude, and it seems like that's how she is from listening to her on the podcast.
Yeah, they haven't been, they've never, they don't know her from Adam.
No.
So
yeah, that was one of the fights, too. So that's why Margaret and Jackie and Melissa went to play putt-putt.
Oh.
They didn't go do the parasailing with the other girls.
Oh.
They didn't want to be in the same... ocean.
Did you watch Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No.
Eva
had it recorded.
Eva's having her baby.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the most exciting thing. They finally had Nene's brunch. That's the jungle brunch. Watch out for your back and your spots.
I haven't recorded. I'm going to need to watch it.
Oh, I watched it over here.
Oh. When?
While you were gone.
Oh.
So they finally had the jungle brunch and Nene has all these girls that nobody knows who they are. Like she says, these are all my girl. These are my real friends.
Oh.
And Candy's like, who are these girls? Who are these women in here?
What?
Yeah. She acting like these are all her friends.
Come on.
Yeah, well, I ain't never seen none of these girls. And so, but Eva comes to the shower and she starts having, the brunch, and she starts having contractions at the,
table.
So Portia, no, not Portia. Cynthia.
Kenya delivers the baby.
Cynthia takes her to the hospital. But Cynthia before that made up with Nene and got.
I saw that.
And so they both said ugly things about each other, blah, blah, blah. So they kind of made up. So she came to the brunch, but Nene was an hour late. So by the time Nene got there, they had already left because Eva was having a baby.
How are you an hour late to your own brunch?
Yeah. Candy and that other one, I don't even know her name, they waited for like 2 hours. Just them two, because Nene's people were all late and their friends went to the hospital. So it was just two sitting at the table and they kept showing the timestamp. And Kenya came and waited 5 minutes and was like, if she ain't here, I'm leaving. She waited 5 minutes and left.
I agree with that.
So, and their brunch is at 4 o'clock.
But
so
you're on TV. Brunch is at 4?
Well, they got there at 2 and Nene got there at 4.
I thought brunch was between breakfast and lunch.
It is, but I don't know. Maybe when you're on a show, you can do it later.
Should we talk about the documentary we watched?
The Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah.
Sure. We have like 5 minutes.
Okay. So my take on that is they left out a whole lot of stuff, in my opinion, because I still don't get why he did it. No motive. No, it just seemed like it was a very... It was...
Get it out!
They just left out too much stuff. I think the girlfriend should be in jail.
Yeah.
She knew everything. She didn't go into any of that.
Yeah. I don't think they did in court. I don't think they did. I think, this is what I think, I felt bad for Aaron.
I did too, because I don't think they're showing everything.
Which is weird because he's a murderer. But I just, it's just sad, sad life. Like, a series of sad things happen.
Well, and sad things happen to people all the time and they don't murder, but
I know
you still can't help but feel sorry.
I know. I never realized it. Do you think a lot of people have all that sadness in their lives?
I think a lot of people have sad lives. They just don't turn out to be murderers.
Sad. It's like his dad was abusive, but his dad was the only structure in his life.
And then his dad died.
And then his mom wanted all his money. And then he made it to the NFL. And then he maybe was gay.
Yeah. So that was like, another thing. They kind of touched on that, but then not. It was just because
they don't know.
It was just that one guy from high school and his dad who seemed like they just wanted to cash in.
Yeah.
Be movie stars on Netflix.
I don't know. It's very weird.
Yeah. I don't know. It was interesting enough that we watched, what was it, 4 or 5 episodes?
I think it was 3.
But yeah, it left me with more questions. And
we had to watch Shaw's after it for a buffer because we were sad.
Yeah. I mean, they did show his brain scans because they did an autopsy of his brain and it showed severe, what is it?
CTE.
CTE. But they also mentioned his marijuana use. I mean, how much does that have to do with CTE or any kind of brain damage?
I don't know.
You know, how many brain cells do they say you lose every time you get high?
I don't know. They say marijuana is changing the world for the better. I don't know.
For the better?
Yes. Medical marijuana, everybody is using it to cure cancer and cure headaches. And it helps with anxiety. And they're not doing that?
Medical marijuana is for people with cancer so they can have an appetite and they eat.
I know.
It doesn't cure you.
If you look on the internet... They act like marijuana is the next
best. CBD oil for sure.
Well, exactly. But so
it kills your brain cells every time you get high. And my point is the New England Patriots rented an apartment so he could have a place to smoke weed.
Is that what they said? I missed that whole part.
So he could.
Why can't he smoke weed in his house?
Because it was too far. Like, when he would have practice and stuff, he needed to stay close.
Oh, okay. And where was everybody else staying?
They were like wherever, I don't know. They rented him that apartment. And the neighbor said all she could smell was marijuana 24/7.
But where was everybody else?
But that's my point. The show was so vague about.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
It was weird.
Yeah, but he was so dumb. Like,
yeah,
all
just
of the
to hear him talk.
They had all the conversations of him like still in jail, talking to his mom, talking to his girlfriend, talking to his manager, all these people, and he's just like
so
stereotypical
basic.
Dumb jock.
Like
sounding.
He wasn't a genius or an evil genius or anything at all like that.
No, honestly, if he would have said my friend told me to kill this guy, I would have believed it because of how stupid he was.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to kill him when I shot him.
Yeah, and they didn't try to cover anything up. They found all the bullets at the place.
Shoes,
his clothes. The only thing is, from jail, he called his girlfriend and said, get that box out of my closet and go put it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
And they show her on the surveillance cameras at their
house
doing it.
I love how all of the evidence was their own video surveillance.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. That's how dumb he is.
Damn, that really screwed you over.
and the phone calls in the jail.
Yeah. I don't know. It was very sad.
It was a very...
But it's a crazy thing to think he killed 2 people and then played for the Patriots and everybody was like...
And signed a $40 million
and
contract.
He's so amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's sociopathic. That's...
I don't even think he knew he did that. Like, he was that stupid. Or, like, that's just how it's done.
And they even made it seem like it could have been the other guy that did it.
Yeah.
But then if you're with somebody who commits murder, how can you go on with your day? If you knew that that's what happened.
I don't know. It was very weird. It was almost like...
Nothing added up. Nothing added up.
Like, you know how you always hear, like, gang members, like, if you're in a gang, the lead gang person's like, hey, you got to kill that guy.
Yeah.
And they just say, like, okay.
Yeah. Like, at least that's the...
That's what it seemed like, but he had no lord. He had no...
He had no controller. It was all like...
Yeah, like, it was no reason. There was still no reason that he even killed him. So it was like...
Yeah, it wasn't drug deals gone bad. It
money,
wasn't,
women...
Well, they did kind of hint that maybe the guy he killed, who was his wife's sister's boyfriend, might have seen him have a gay encounter.
Yeah.
And so he shot him. But
that would be the only possibility.
But that was just mentioned briefly.
Yeah.
And they don't even know if that's true.
I did think that documentary probably took a lot of work.
Yeah.
I appreciated that. All of the security footage of, like, the club, the street, the house. Like, think about all that, how they had to get that together. Yeah. The court, the interviews. I'm like, dang.
Yeah. Who was in court filming all that?
I guess the news. I don't know.
And then when I felt really, I don't know why, I could just feel him when he's sitting in court and they said that the owner of the team, whatever his name is.
The one with the rub and tug?
Yeah. What's his name?
The Patriots owner.
Yeah, the Patriots owner was coming to testify, and he kept looking at the door like, oh, God, Daddy's coming.
I know.
Like he was afraid.
I know.
Or embarrassed.
I know. It was a sad show.
I know. I
felt bad for him.
Yeah.
And he was so stupid. Like, you could tell, like, somebody could have easily told him, hey, you need to go kill those people. And he was like, okay.
But who could have done? Could it have been her?
I don't know. I don't know. But
anyway, that was our TV watching this week.
We're looking forward to next week. I can't wait for The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah. We need to read some spoilers. I do.
There are no spoilers.
Yes, there are.
There are no spoilers.
I know one.
Oh, don't tell me.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. Follow us on Instagram. Who are you?
Traham.
And I'm Lindsay R. Traham. That's
90.
All. Bye.
Bye.